We all know the saying, you can't judge a book by its cover. For now, that adage is still relevant. One can't help wondering what quip will take its place when all books are electronic and have no cover. But for now, we understand you can't judge a book by its cover to mean that what is seen outwardly is not always an indicator of what is inside. We know that to be true. No wine connoisseur would dare buy a bottle because of the label, even though others of us have probably done exactly that. And although we believe the sentiment of this saying to ring true, we're still taken in by appearances. We lean more to what you see is what you get than to you can't judge a book by its cover. We let first appearances and first judgments too heavily influence our opinions, even when we know better. Today, Ash Wednesday cuts right to the heart of the issue of appearances versus reality. On this day, we are invited into the observance of a Holy Lent. We acknowledge that we have not lived into the fullness of who we are called to be as Christ's body in the world. And we move back into right relationship with God. By all appearances, this is a somber and sobering day. By all appearances, this is a difficult season. We are reminded of our shortcomings. We are reminded of our sinful nature. We are reminded of our mortality, that we are dust, and to dust we shall return. This is all so bleak. It seems so heavy and difficult. The weight of it almost seems unbearable. And were we to remain there, were we to hold tightly to the wretchedness we claim for ourselves in our collect, there would be no hope. If this day were only what it appears to be, a day in which we wallow in the despair of our sinfulness, then it would be the most depressing day of all. But there is more to this day than just that. Ash Wednesday, like all other holy days, does not keep its focus on us, but on God. Our part in this day, our responsibility or obligation, if that's your tradition, is to assess our lives. Are we being honest about who we are as children of God? Do our lives reveal us as light to the world? Are we real through and through? Or do we put up appearances so that our real lives are carefully hidden from the onlooking world? Lent is a time to come clean with ourselves and with God. Lent is a time to make our actions match our words. Lent is a time to step into the light and let our true natures be seen. Jesus gives those who do things for public praise and attention a pretty good tongue lashing. He says, "Do not make a show of your faith, but make your faith a basis for your life. Be genuine. Be transparent. Be real." Our part in this day is to take off those things that keep us from being real, from being vulnerable both to God and to each other. God's part, which again is the real focus of this day, is to love us and welcome us with loving arms. Alone we have no hope, but we are not alone. The God of love has the final say. The God of love has the last word. And the last word is not sin, nor death, The last words are freedom and life. When ashes are placed on our foreheads, retracing the indelible mark placed there at our baptism, marking us as Christ's own forever, we're met with the words, "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." From all appearances, these words sound pretty fatal. They remind us that our mortal bodies will not last forever. From all appearances, this is not particularly uplifting news. As a matter of fact, one of my mentors and heroes, the Reverend Lee Graham, was really bothered by Ash Wednesday. The imposition of ashes, and especially the words, "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." In his 90s, he exclaimed, "I ain't dust. I'm a child of God." And he's right, in part. He is a child of God, a very beloved child of God. But he's also part of the earth, and to earth he has returned. At least his body has. What Lee temporarily forgot as he neared the end of his life was that even at the grave, we make our cry, "Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia." And yes, I know, you died in the wool Episcopalians, are madly looking for bolts of lightning to hit me in the head right now for having used the A word on the first day of Lent, but I did. And after the next service, it will be the last time I use it for the next 40 days plus 6 Sundays. But I did it for 2 reasons. One, that is the anthem used in our burial service, and I think that it rings very true, especially on this most somber day when we remember that we are dust and to dust we shall return. The second reason is that not saying the A word during Lent only has value if it has meaning for us during the season of honesty and transparency. If we remove the A word and give up chocolate only so we can feel good about ourselves and outwardly show our great piety and discipline, then the whole message of Lent has been lost. And we have succumbed to being whitewashed walls and even hypocrites. We're books with misleading covers and Thunderbird with a great label. We are dust. We are mortal. We are sinful sometimes, and loving and caring a lot of the time. We fall short, but I disagree with the word wretched. I'm hoping the next prayer book takes that one out. Christ has made us right. In his death and resurrection, he has won. Life wins. Love wins. Yes, we are dust, and to dust we shall return, but that's only half of the story. We are beloved children of God. This Lent, let us strive to live as beloved children of God, open and honest, transparent and vulnerable. That should keep us busy for the next 46 days. Amen.